Pennsylvania health systems are rapidly adopting artificial intelligence aid to aid them in administrative tasks like medical documentation and in clinical settings with imaging and diagnostics. But as the technology quickly evolves, clinicians, lawmakers, and patient safety experts are trying to figure out how to monitor and regulate this new area of medicine. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
At Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia, pulmonologist Dr. Gerard Kreiner pulls up black and white images from a patient's CT lung scan on his computer. The patient has emphysema.
In this case, we're looking for selective regions of the lung that we want to treat that are most diseased and diseased in a certain way.
With a couple clicks, Kreiner generates intricate and detailed 3D models of the organs using artificial intelligence software. He can now zoom in on airways, tissues, and blood vessels, down to size and exact location.
It's more objective than the human eye to interpret things, and you can quantitate things a little bit better.
In one image, several bright red circular blobs cover different parts of the lungs. They represent holes from air sacs that had been destroyed by emphysema. Doctors sometimes remove dead tissue in and around these areas to improve lung function.
I can pretty much map out the airways that go to these regions so I can be selective in planning the procedure where I want to go.
Kreiner has been practicing medicine for over 45 years. He's now the director of the Temple Lung Center, which screens about 650 people for lung disease and cancer every month. With the help of AI, he and his colleagues have been able to catch very early signs of lung cancer that may have otherwise been missed. They've been able to get more precise information about a patient's emphysema, and they can use the technology to help them assess risk factors, disease progression, and treatment options. Kreiner says the possibilities in using AI to improve health outcomes are exciting.
So I think we're just on the front door of being able to use AI to improve medical care.
But at the end of the day, the AI programs don't make any final treatment calls, Kreiner says. They're only tools meant to aid or supplement the medical expertise of the humans who use them, doctors, nurses, radiologists, and other healthcare workers.
It doesn't replace other things that you do as a clinician to be able to talk to the patient, find out how it's important, do things in shared decision-making fashion with the patients.
Pennsylvania lawmakers want to make sure it stays that way and prevent AI from superseding or replacing medical care by trained experts. A new state bill proposes parameters and regulations for how AI should be used across the healthcare spectrum in clinical decisions, health insurance reviews, informed consent, and patient data.
It's not our job nor our intent to stop innovation and to stop the development of this technology.
That's State Representative Arvin Venkat, prime sponsor of the bill.
But it is different than other technologies that have been brought to bear within the healthcare space. Because artificial intelligence purports to approach human intelligence and is meant to be autonomous, that is a very different circumstance than, say, bringing on a new CT scanner or improving on MRI technology or a new lab test.
Venkat is an emergency physician himself in Allegheny County. He says it's clear that AI could revolutionize medicine and help unburden healthcare workers and hospitals when it comes to documentation, staff scheduling, and data analysis. But existing state laws around medical ethics, patient privacy, data collection, and health insurance coverage don't specifically apply to AI.
Right now, it is the Wild West when it comes to artificial intelligence as to whether, in the deployment of artificial intelligence, those laws are being followed.
His bill would require health companies and providers to inform patients when and how AI is involved in their care, and that a human is ultimately responsible for any treatment or insurance decisions.
If AI is being used to develop treatment plans for a cancer patient, a cancer patient should know that. They should have confidence that their oncologist is the one who is looking at this and applying it to their individual circumstances.
There's no blueprint for regulating AI in healthcare, Venkat says. And with limited action at the federal level, he says the responsibility falls to individual states to ensure the technology is being used responsibly and safely.
I think we have no choice but to move forward in this regard.
supporters of the legislation hope the bill will get approval from the House and Senate Communications and Technology Committees and move forward by early 2026. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.